Farm Network.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. In southeastern North Dakota, most growers are started planting corn in early May. Since that time, the corn has enjoyed fast growth. CHS Dakota Plains Ag Assistant General Manager Dan Olson, who's based at Gwinner, North Dakota, appreciates the rapid growth, but has concerns about stalk integrity.
The amount of heat we've had early and that much rapid growth early, I'm always concerned about stalk integrity. So you're one big wind away from really having a mess. And so far we've been fortunate down there. We've had some thunderstorms and stuff roll through, but I really haven't seen any issues. But as that corn, we continue to push it with this heat. That's definitely a concern here at that top half of July.
Fungicide application is a top priority for spring wheat.
The wheat right now in that area, again, the stands of wheat look good. So I see a lot of guys protecting that. Some of the stuff is just coming into flowering. Some of it's already into flowering. That wheat planted over maybe a 10-day window doesn't seem like that drastic, but when you're trying to hit the timeliness of a fungicide application, it's pretty difficult. But most guys that I'm seeing, especially I want to talk that Gwinner, Lisbon, that area, that's the guys I talk with probably the most, are taking care of that wheat crop.
While attention is on fungicide for wheat, Olson is encouraging fungicides for row crops to enhance plant health and yield.
Crops around the Cooperstown, North